Bachman Turner Overdrive. You haven't seen nothing yet here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us.
It's like we've done this before.
I listen to you guys every morning, and so I know what you say.
A number one fan.
Exactly. I need a phone number so I can call in and say that.
We'll have to get one of them.
I got it. I don't have it off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to, you know, make sure I give that to everybody because, you know, everybody loves the mix. Mm-hmm. That's just, you know, my consensus. And I do, you know, just random polls.
Yeah, we just ask like one person. And if they don't, you know.
Well, one person a day.
Oh, right. And on campus.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're talking with the Panama City Rescue Mission. We have Mr. Stephen Fett and Ms. Chantel Williams in the studio with us. Did I mess that up? I messed that up hardcore. Chantel. Okay, yes. See. Angela, you got to help me out.
You were on a roll.
You just got to work through it. So, Mr. Fett, I hear tell that you are the CEO.
That's right, and you got my name right.
Well, it was top billing. I couldn't mess it up.
So thank you.
So we have an event coming up that the Panama City Rescue Mission is putting on. Oh, what's going on with that?
We do. Each year for the last nearly 40 years since 1973, when the Rescue Mission opened up, we feature a Thanksgiving community meal, and we invite the entire community to come out. It's a little bit different this year in that we're not preparing it. Mm-hmm. We have volunteers. We have 26 restaurants that have donated the food and are preparing the food. We are going to hold it at Rosenwald School, middle school, across the street from our women's shelter Bethel Village location, Chartwell's that supports the Bay District schools and prepares their meals is we're going to have 40 employees that are going to be there helping us serve. And we're looking forward to having somewhere between 500 and 1,000 people. So come on out, folks.
So that's one of the big things I've noticed since Michael is that previously, you know, we were caught up in, we got to do everything ourselves. But after Michael, it seems that everyone wants to come together. And so having you said about 20 different restaurants?
26.
26.
So and 15 businesses as well are sponsoring. So everybody is coming together. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's one of the beautiful things about the people of Bay County is that after the storm, there is a much different focus on collaborative, bringing the community together, and we're part of that as well. Mm-hmm. And we're being a better community partner with the changes that we're making as well. So we're looking forward to, please come out. We have so much food, and we really want the community to come out and have a great Thanksgiving. We've expanded mm-hmm. the hours.
Really?
Typically.
So where, when, and how long?
Where, when, and how long? Where? Rosenwald School on 11th Street, just a little bit east of MLK, and November 28th, Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day.
Good. Thanksgiving Day, and we're going to be serving from 11 till 3.
11 till 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's open to the community?
Absolutely, everybody. Families, come on out in between football game. You can eat two Thanksgiving meals as far as we're concerned. Come on out and celebrate with us and see what we're all about. You can park across the street at the Bethel Village. That's our women's shelter if there's not enough parking in the Rosenwald parking lot. And we're just looking forward to having as many people out as possible.
Well, good. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about what is the Panama City Rescue Mission. What do y'all do more than just Thanksgiving? And then we'll get to all that and more here on The Mix.